The Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. And we'll be bringing you the commentary on some parts of this supplication. We'll be back again after you listen to some parts of this dua, so stay with us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ilahi. لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد ودللت على فضائحي عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار ما قطعت رجائي منك وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك ولا خرج حبك أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي وسترك علي في دار الدنيا.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing the concept of love in this part of the supplication of Abu Hamza. إلهي لو قرنتني بالأصفاد. O Allah, if I had been tied with chains, وَمَنَعْتَنِي سَيْبَكَ مِنْ بَيْنِ الْأَشْهَادِ, if I have been cut off from your stream of bounties in the presence of witnessing people, وَدَلَلْتَ عَلَى فَضَائِهِ عُيُونَ الْعِبَادِ, and if the people were all eyes to see how I'm exposed to infamy and disgrace, وَأَمَرْتَ بِي إِلَى النَّارِ, and if I was ordered to proceed to hell, وَحُلْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ الْأَبْرَارِ, and if you set up a barrier between me and the pious ones, مَا قَتَعْتُ رَجَائِي مِنْكَ, I would not even then cease to have hope. وَمَا صَرَفْتُ تَأْمِيلِي لِلْعَفْوِ عَنْكَ, it would not stop me from expecting your pardon. وَلَا خَرَجَ حُبُّكَ مِنْ قَلْبِي, and even then it would not take away your love from my heart. And then Imam says, أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي وسترك علي في دار الدنيا. I have not forgotten the bounties and the protection you had for me in the world. Since Imam says لا خرج حبك من قلبي as one of the most fundamental ways of keeping his relation with Allah, we started discussing the concept of حب in the previous and earlier episodes. We said that such a love of Allah, when someone experiences it, when someone experiences the pleasure of intimacy and love with Allah, he would not prefer anything over Allah the Exalted. In this regard, Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, the leader of the lovers, somehow says, O Allah, who can have tasted the sweetness of your love, then wanted another in place of you? And who can have become intimate with your nearness, then sought removal from you?
Ramadan.
رمضان رمضان رمضان
The ocean of dua.
Dear listeners, let me tell you this. The reason behind the difference of people in relation to their views, in relation to their goals about life, is that they are sometimes deprived of the pleasure and sweetness of love of Allah. Otherwise, those who have experienced such a pleasure do not seek anything else in their lives. In the supplication of Arafah, Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, "What has he found who has lost you?" ماذا وجد من فقدك وماذا فقد من وجدك. And what has he lost, one who has found you? And we said that this love abides in the hearts of awliyaullah. In fact, the dynamic force behind every action and endeavor in the lives of the friends of Allah is this love, is this remembrance, and it's this pleasure that they have, that they feel in themselves, that their Lords is aware of them, is observant over them, and they are doing whatever they're doing for him, for his face. Anything beside this is seen as diversion from Allah. Hence, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam seeks Allah's forgiveness for all this and says, "I pray forgiveness from you for every pleasure other than that of your remembrance, for every ease other than that of intimacy with you, and for every happiness other than that of proximity to you, and for every occupation other than obeying you." And this love is so important that apart from keeping our relations with Allah, even facing the most dreadful events and situations, it sometimes compensates the deficiency of our deeds as well. You know why? Because love is never dissociated from action. Love and action, hub and amal, they're together. The sign of he who has fallen in love with something is activity, is endeavor. The sign of the one who has fallen in love is action. It is endeavor. And on the other hand, love compensates the inability of a deed and somehow mediates for the performer of that deed, as love is an effective intercessor before Allah the Exalted. And this is what we have been taught from our traditions and sometimes other supplications. We will, God willing, talk about this concept of hubb and love of Allah more in the next episodes. Thank you for staying with us in this program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Be with